Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Operation Confidence Radio Talk Show, America's Invisible Heroes, with Consuela Mackey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to America's Invisible Heroes, a show dedicated to our veterans and their families. Yes, I'm your host, Consuela Mackey, Executive Director of a grassroots nonprofit organization called Operation Confidence. For those who may be new to the show, Operation Confidence, American Invisible Heroes, strives to provide a platform for veterans to be able to share their experiences, heartfelt stories, and accomplishments. We would like to, first of all, to introduce all of my wonderful co-hosts, which is Air Force veteran, Operation Confidence board member Matt Davison, U.S. Army Reserve and board member Charles Whitehead, and Brooke Gadaski, who's a board member and an announcer, and Taylor Marcellus is also a board member and another announcer. Martha Elaine Varela, who is our Women's Veteran segment host, may be online in a little while, but she hosts Life for Women Vets. And I'd like to say good afternoon to LA Talk listeners and viewers. I now would like to turn our show over to Matt. Matt?
Okay. Today I'd like to share a topic about coaching into care, or CIC. Calls to CIC have been more complex than originally anticipated, and have included helping veterans access additional mental health treatment services, addressing intimate partner violence, and addressing general concerns about the independent functioning of a veteran with or without a mental health condition. Although the primary mission of CIC is to support veterans, initiation of mental health treatment, the coaching must be flexible and tailored to each caller. We have coordinated with other VA-based services, most notably Veterans Crisis Line for immediate crisis and the VA Caregiver Support Line for caregiving services, to address the needs that are best met by CIC. We made several program decisions early in the development of the service to ensure veterans' privacy and autonomy about treatment seeking. We direct our efforts toward encouraging the caller to be more supportive of the veteran when voicing concerns, which may benefit the relationship, but entering mental health treatment remains the veteran's choice. Importantly, the CIC program does not access veterans' records. If there is evidence of a high risk, such as suicidality, we engage the Veterans Crisis Line to mitigate the risks and to access veteran records if needed. CIC is an evolving service with ongoing activities to expand and evaluate the coaching model. We are now initiating a VA-funded randomized clinical trial to evaluate whether delivering additional online learning system-based information alongside telephone-based coaching will provide higher rates of treatment initiation for veterans with PTS symptoms compared with CIC standard coaching. The online information uses approach of empirically supported community reinforcement and family training model. Additional development of the coaching model may be necessary to encourage treatment for veterans with chronic and recurrent serious mental health issues, including psychotic disorders, substance abuse, and suicidality. Callers for veterans with these concerns have recurrent and long-term needs unmet by most treatment systems. Given the access of service demonstrated thus far, CIC will continue to be a unique service that bolsters families' abilities to engage their loved ones in mental health treatment, and it may serve as a model for community efforts with non-veteran families. If you feel that you can benefit from the services of Coaching into Care, please call them at 888-823-7458. That's 888-823-7458.
All right. Thank you, Matt. As always, you have some great information. Well, we want to wish all of our moms, especially our veteran moms, a happy Mother's Day. We're all excited. I know that our moms was having a great time with their loved ones and their babies. And we just want to say happy Mother's Day. And we have a great story we want to share. We want Brooke to share this story. Take it away for us, Brooke.
You got it, Connie. This is a letter from a soldier to his mother. Dear Mom, I think about the courage of those serving in our military and how much I admire them. But do you know who else I admire? You. Thank you for the struggles you faced raising our family in a military lifestyle. We often had to live in other states or countries.
Something's going wrong with your mic.
Can you
hear?
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. As a mom living a plane ride away from family, I've witnessed your challenges and appreciate you for the struggles you faced raising our family in a military lifestyle. We often had to live in other states or countries without family or friends. And to top it off, Dad was deployed. But at the drop of a hat, you'd pack up us kids, our house, our life, and move our family each time you received a new order. And it is not always clear or certain where our new location would be. It was hard to plan vacations because plans with Dad could come up and change very quickly. Talk about a tough lady. You certainly were. Being home alone with us kids was not only exhausting, but lonely for you as well. Everything was on you while Dad was away. There was a lot in your life that is out of control, not easy to deal with, but you were courageous, adapted, and you found the strength within yourself to stay strong. While Dad was defending our country, putting his life on the line, you bravely supported and made sacrifices too. I thank you, Mom, for being an inspiration to us and to all the moms. Happy Mother's Day. You are magnificent just the way you are.
Isn't that sweet? That's a sweet guy. You know what, Taylor? Martha was trying to get on, but she's at the airport. Stuck. She may come on later. Taylor was going to say, why don't you give a little bit of information about Martha if you have any there to talk about?
What's the name for the order?
Excuse me?
Sorry. Today's team, well, Martha Elena Varela, she has a monthly segment entitled Lifeline for Women's Vet. And so on today's topic, she will be speaking on self-care.
Yeah, but she's stuck and she may be able to sign on from the airport, but we're going to have to continue on because we have to keep moving. So we're going to have Brooke once again to talk, to introduce our next guest, who I'm extremely excited to have introduced. Brooke, take it away.
Sure. Chaplain Captain Wendy Childress is a retired Army chaplain, having served in the Army and the California Army National Guard. Wendy has served as an associate pastor and worked in the nonprofit sector in various capacities for over 15 years as a development associate, associate director of financial development, and vice president of marketing and special events. She also served as an educator for over 7 years. A firm believer in giving back to others in the community, Wendy has served as a member of the American Red Cross DAT, that's Disaster Action Team, in several states in the roles of competition coordinator, ACSO chair, and religious chair for local branches of the NAACP. She earned her BA in psychology from Cleveland State University, Master of Arts in Theology from Fuller Theological Seminary, and is currently completing her Doctor of Ministry degree. Wendy Childress is a life coach who resides in Southern California, a proud mother of one beautiful artistic and creative adult daughter, and together they enjoy traveling. Take it away, Wendy.
Before Wendy comes on, I want to let our listeners know and our viewers know that Wendy's coming back once a month, right, Wendy? Can you hear us?
That is the plan. I look forward to it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little bit low.
Hello?
And can you turn your speaker up a little bit?
You know, I'm not sure what's going on with this. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little better. Well, I just want everyone to know that your segment would be called Family Wellness Living Life Completely. Family Wellness Living Life Completely. That's going to be a great, great segment once a month. So take it away, girlfriend.
Okay. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, great. So I, too, am running back. I just got in town. I just had my commencement ceremony for my doctoral degree. So I'm just getting back from South Carolina.
Congratulations.
That was exciting. But if you don't mind, before I say anything else, can I say a prayer?
Oh, please do.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you, giving you all the glory, honor, and praise because you alone are worthy. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to gather amongst your people and to share our testimonies and our experiences and hope that it will help others. Father, I look forward to working with each and every one of these. I also lift up all of the women and wish them a happy Mother's Day. And Father, those who are not natural mothers, but have taken care of others and are taking care of others, let them know that they too are mothers and that they are appreciated and valued. Father, we just look forward to continued success. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. That was great. So, thank you.
You're welcome. So a little about me, just one correction, because I don't want people to think Disaster Action Team and NAACP activities are two different things. So the DAT is with the American Red Cross, and the competition coordinator and a religious affairs specialist, of course, were with the NAACP, just so that it's clear.
Wendy, your information is so important, but for some reason, you're still a little low, your volume.
And I don't know how I have turned this up and I'm moving it closer, and I'm on my cell phone. I had to click in.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah, and that is probably it. I had to click in from my cell phone in order to make it in on time.
Okay. Well, we can hear you.
Sound better now, actually.
Okay, I'm moving it as close to my mouth as I possibly can, and then you okay. Get this close up on my face, of which I was trying.
We'll just say that you're zoomed in for real now.
Okay, so a little about me and my military experience. Let's start there because that's the title and the focus of this program. I will talk about how I came to join the military. Well, first I went in when I was 18 after high school, but more importantly, I went back in my 40s, which was definitely a calling because of course I would not have chosen to go into the military at 40 plus years old. And at that point, God had me go in as a chaplain.
Okay.
And know it was his doing again, because at 40, I already had a career. I was associate director of development for a nonprofit, a local nonprofit, and I was doing okay. And my daughter was in college, and I was not looking forward to going into the military, but God had given me a passion for soldiers, for veterans. And with that, when I was completing my last seminary class at Fuller, one of my last classes was grief, loss, and death. And this particular professor had a chaplain come in and speak to us in one of the last classes. And the chaplain was talking about all the various roles that we could serve in once graduating. And again, I wasn't convinced about which role I would serve in, but shortly later, God sent a recruiter to the seminary, Fuller Seminary, and I ended up getting involved with the recruiter. Started the process, stopped the process, started again, and I said, God, if this is your will, then it'll happen. And it was his will. It happened. And I can tell you, it was one of the best experiences I've had. And though it was not without its trials, because as an African-American female in the military, as an officer, and even though I was a chaplain, you still face challenges. However, I say to this date, it is the most rewarding job in the military, if you care about people, of which I did. And of course, everybody became my soldiers. Everybody I meet is my soldier, my service member, because again, he gave me a heart for them. So in addition to that, so I served, how many years? 10+ years.
How many years?
10 okay. Years, 2 months, 21 days.
Wow.
And I ended up I suffered an injury on a deployment and ended up having to be medically separated, medically retired. And I'll tell you shortly about that because I wasn't looking forward to that. I was actually looking forward to retiring because, again, these were my soldiers and nobody could take care of them like me, was my thought. But God had other plans. I ended up getting medically retired, and even going through that process was challenging. And even with laying up in the hospital after surgery, I was focused on how I was getting back to my soldiers in the field, in the deployment in the field. And it's like, okay, 8 weeks, I'll be out of this and back. And the doctor, surgeon says, no, you won't. You won't even be walking in 8 weeks. So true enough, I went through a year and 6 months of therapy. And I never regained the full motion in my foot and ankle that I needed to re-enter back into the military. And I still haven't. And they say I will never, but God has the final say. So we'll see what happens with that. So I had to do the retirement. But yeah. It didn't stop there, because now my question was, okay, God, what am I supposed to do now? You sent me in there. I didn't go in there on my own. Gave me this heart for veterans. How am I supposed to continue to serve them? This opportunity came along. But in addition to that, had started a life coaching. I became a certified life coach and started a life coaching business, of which I named Living Life Completely. And Living Life Completely is focused on just that, living a complete life. Because after a total and complete and fulfilled life, because after trials, after injuries, after life, after experiences can beat us down and wear us out, and we can sometimes be ready to give up. And my purpose for that is, no, let's see how we can continue to live a complete life, a healthy life, a full life, because it does not end with, just take me for example, with my injury. I get fatigued. I'm in constant pain. It's easy to give up when we go through these, but we don't have to. We can recreate ourselves and go ahead and live a full, complete life without regret, without hesitation, knowing that we're still valuable, and we still have much to contribute. So right. That is what living life completely is about. And outside of that, that has kept me busy. And while I was going through rehab and laying around wondering what next, I was able to work on my doctorate in ministry, and I was able to do that. And that is all a part of living a complete life as well. Because again, right. I could have easily just laid around and said, well, I can't walk. I'll never be able to walk normal again. I'll be dragging my foot or have this limp or constant pain. Again, so easy to give up. But my prayer and my hope for everybody is never give up. Just keep on going. You have something of value. You have every challenge presents an opportunity.
Well, I think you're just a wonderful role model for, and that's your segment that's going to come on once a month is going to be enlightening, giving other veterans who've suffered that opportunity to learn from what you're sharing. You know, I think it's just amazing. We consider you a superwoman. You go, girl. And we love the fact that you're gonna give us that prayer too, because our whole basis is the man upstairs. You know, I know Matt can contest to that, and all the rest of our hosts. We're all very connected with him. That's how we just make it happen. You know. And I just can't thank you enough. I'm extremely excited to have you on board.
Good. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity. And thank you. I am humbled and honored to be here.
Oh, that's my pleasure. Well, we're going to move on because we got some more, another guest that's on for today. And that I think we're going to go with, Taylor. Would you please introduce our next guest, please?
Sure, Connie. Leslie T. Stewart served in the United States Army from 1986 to 2012. Although he retired from the military, he still works for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Leslie interviews, advises, and assists veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining the benefits to which they are entitled under federal, state, and local legislation.
Welcome, Leslie.
Hello, all. First of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to every mother out there. And I'm glad to be a part of you all's podcast today. I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how you're serving our veterans today. Your past and today, actually.
Okay, well, actually, like Taylor mentioned before a little while ago, I spent 24 years in the United States Army. I got a background in human resources, but I have a degree in interpersonal discipline studies. So that kind of helped me transition to the VA to work with veterans. So, because right now I work for the Department of Veteran Affairs in St. Petersburg, Florida, at the BVA building, the benefits building. So what I do is I handle the life cycle of a benefits claim for a veteran, i.e. I schedule exams, I request for records that he can't or she can't find. I set them up for a interview if need be. And I also package the claim up and send it forward for a rating board to take a look at it. So to see if this veteran is entitled to some type of benefits. So it's a rewarding job. It's an opportunity, like I say, for me to work with veterans again, coming from that HR background in the military. So it's a chance for me to reach out and share what I've learned. Because if I'd have had somebody to teach me while I was in the military, then my claim process probably would have been a lot better when I retired. So now that I'm on the other side, I want to share my knowledge and help that individual so they won't have to have the heartaches that I went through.
That's wonderful. Because, you know, our program is our mission actually is to be able to assist veterans, especially those with disabilities and have experienced homelessness. And a lot of them are homeless because they can't get their benefits. So you know, you'll be able to share that information and give us some information even that put on our website regarding they're out there. Charles, you had some questions, didn't you?
Yeah. You know, not only is do I know Leslie as a he helps veterans and he does all of this, but he is actually my cousin. So,
really?
Yeah,
okay.
My first cousin Yes.
Okay.
And his involvement, you know, actually, you know, Leslie has been helping me with my case. You know, he's valuable, and as a matter of fact, in 2011, my father had a heart attack with Leslie, and all they were all on the way to his wedding. He had a heart attack, and he ended up in the VA in Florida, and I flew out there, and it was 4th of July weekend. Leslie was commuting from Florida to Atlanta like every week, right? And on his way back home, he picked me up, and I spent the 4th of July weekend with him and his family. And then he dropped me back off the day before I was supposed to be leaving out. But yes, you know, he's, I got a question for you.
Excuse me for cutting you off. Who had the heart attack, your dad or Leslie?
My father.
Okay,
Passed the year, the next year, though, but.
Oh. But he was in the military, too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. You know,
we want to acknowledge his service and thank him, too.
My brother, I got plenty of cousins, uncles. You know, we all get into the military. You know, we're a military.
Yeah, we're a military family.
Exactly. Oh, right. That's wonderful. Well, we thank you so much for your service.
Yeah. So, Les, tell me this. I know that some of these cases take years to settle. Do you often hear what happens with most of them?
Right. Well, actually, I don't hear about it unless the claim comes back to me in front of my desk and I get a chance, the opportunity to type up the award. That's the only way that I would hear about it. But we do have a quarterly meeting that they tell us what percentage of the claims were approved and what percentage were denied and the time frame is taken, how long it's taken, and where's the life cycle of the claim. So that's pretty much the only way I could tell, because like I said, with HIPAA and the Privacy Act, you don't really get a name or a number per se of this claim took 10 years to process, but we finally got it done. No, we don't get that. So it's strictly based up on charts and figures. That's about it.
And then one other thing that he mentioned is about if he would have known back then, you know, early on about certain things, and which I can certainly attest to. Had I known about the rules way back when I was 18 and went in, things would be different, you know, claim right now. But, you know, either way, I'm here. I'm blessed no matter what. You know, life has been good to me, so I got no complaints. But, you know.
That had to do with your accident, right?
It did. Yes. Right. And so, you know, but I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. And you're a trooper, too. One of our heroes, you know. There you go. Listen, Matt, you had a question for Leslie, right?
Well, yeah, I can. What I noticed, Leslie, is that with the VA benefits, used to take a long, long time. But they have since speeded up the process. And I think a lot of that was technical.
It was, Matt, because we went from a paperless to an automated system now. So that's why all our veteran files are now automated. So it's easy for us to go into the system and pull it up versus requesting them to send a whole folder from St. Louis repository or somewhere like that.
Right, right. Well, that's good news for the veterans.
It is. We actually are moving pretty fast if your initial claim, it's moving pretty fast. 90 to 120 days, we're trying to keep it under that time frame. Now, if you have an appeal, it may take a little bit longer, but the initial claim, we're trying to get it done within 90 to 120 days tops.
Well, we congratulate you and the VA for doing that.
Thank you.
Wendy, did you have a question you wanted to ask Leslie? You're silent again.
Oh, you're muted now.
You're muted, Wendy.
What's the name of your organization again, Leslie?
I'm with the Department of Veterans Affairs. I work at the St. Petersburg Regional Office in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's the Veterans Benefits Building.
Okay, I thought you had your own.
No. I'm actually a Veterans Service Representative.
Okay, all right. Well, glad to hear that you're working hard to serve our veterans. They need it. Because you're right, they don't always get the benefits that they deserve.
Well, Leslie, please send us that information that you have so we can put it on our website, because that's some great resource that you have.
I sure will. No problem. I look forward to it.
And can you, I know I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you kind of sort of come back like once a month or so? And
of course, and of course.
Oh, that would be great.
I will. I can give you the latest and greatest on the in the VA benefits world. I sure can.
Yeah. See, now we need that. See, so now that's going to be your segment. Okay.
I got it. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, that's my pleasure. And then bring some of your veteran brothers on too to have some success stories. We always want to have some success stories too. You know.
Yeah, I'll bring. I will. You know, Leslie and my brother drove from Arkansas to my wedding when I got married way back when. So
okay, yeah, and that was your brother on a few
together. You know, we'll bring them on together.
Oh my God, it should be hilarious! Wasn't he funny, Matt? The brother, remember him? And then he stopped and said he's cooking some chicken.
I was telling Leslie about that. Yes.
He's turning around and said, his wife is cooking us some chicken. It was so funny.
Hey, that sounds like him. So yeah, that sounds like him. Can you imagine being in the car for 3 days driving from Arkansas to Los Angeles with him? It was something to think about, I'm telling you.
Oh, wow. Well, we want him back. Make sure you have him back too, because he was amazing though, because he's done a lot within the military. He spoke how many languages, Charles or Leslie?
Ooh, he spoke that Afghan language.
Yeah, he spoke fluent Afghan and some other
English.
He didn't speak English very well.
Think English. He speaks English well.
It was great. We have to have him back. So anyway, Leslie, thank you so much. That was some great information. We're going to move on because we're starting to wind down a little bit. We got more to do. But more to share. But Charles, come on, let's talk about hot news.
Hot news.
I love it when he does that.
Son with hot sauce on it. It's hot news, you know. You know, because today is Mother's Day, you know. And since we started off with a prayer, we want to say happy Mother's Day to the mother of Jesus, Mary. You know, she was there too, you know. Right. So anyway, Mother's Day. All right. It's a night out of the time, a night out on the town. Hey, vets, it's not too late. Take your mom out for some adult fun tonight. You know, I know Leslie said he was supposed to be, he has reservations right now. He's supposed to be doing. So, you know, we were blessed to have him here. Anyway, take her to dinner and a movie and use military discounts at theaters like Regal and Cinemark. Many restaurants like Bonefish offer military discounts as well, so make sure you ask for wherever you go. Stores like Kirkland's, Costco, Home Depot, and Lowe's all offer military deals. Get some for your mama, you know, your mother, your mama, your whatever you call her. Spruce up mom's wardrobe with new clothes, shoes, other accessories with deals from a variety of stores. Kohl's, L.L. Bean, Old Navy, Wilson's, Leather, Zappos, Merrill, and Vera Bradley all offer military discounts. Get information about all kinds of local events and things to do for your mom. You know, it's plenty to do out there. If you want to know where it's at, call www.military.com/baseguide.com2. I don't know if that sounds right, but...
That's a website.
.com2. COMTO?
Yeah, that's the name of their website. It's www.military.com/baseguide.com. So, okay. Yeah, make sure we'll have that on the website anyway.
Yeah, there you go. But take your mom, do something for your mother. And don't just do it for today, you know, because mothers are special every day.
Right. Got that right. Now, Taylor, tell us what's on your mind, girlfriend.
Of course, Connie. Stop saying wheelchair bound. We as people with disabilities...
Can you say that again a little louder, though? And I love your picture, but we missed that pretty face.
I know, next week I'll be back to my healthy self. Stop saying wheelchair bound. We as people with disabilities became more active in our communities. We moved towards equality out in the world, living, working, traveling, getting married, raising kids, and doing everything else non-disabled people can do. People view us differently than they once did. The words used to speak about us have changed. Words such as invalid and retarded, and I would like to add crippled, which were once everyday descriptors, are now considered offensive and unacceptable in modern society. However, there are still a few problem phrases that linger and really need to go away. They fall into the gray area. They are outright insults and invoke pity or limitations. One of the most persistent and harmful is wheelchair bound. There are so many problems with the term wheelchair bound. It's hard to know where to begin. For starters, it seems to imply something involving handcuffs. Wheelchair bound suggests that the person is literally physically tied to their wheelchair as if they never get out of it for any reason. Then a similar and equally problematic term is confined to a wheelchair, which does the same thing. A wheelchair is not confining. It is a mobile device. It gives me something to take nothing. It gives me something and takes nothing away. I can go just about anywhere in my wheelchair, sometimes faster than you know, from the grocery store to the theater to the Grand Canyon. Without my wheelchair, I would be bound and confined. With it, I'm free. All humans deserve to be seen as unique and not judged by an often stereotyped surface characteristic. Although we can't change everyone's attitudes, we can change our own. And that starts with the words we use to describe ourselves and people who are different from us. When we take phrases like wheelchair bound out of our vocabulary, we unbind ourselves to start seeing people with disabilities as people who are also productive members of society. Thank you.
All right. Needed to be said. Brooke?
Now it's time to hand it back over to Matt so that he can help us acknowledge a special American invisible hero.
Thank you, Brooke. And now I would like to honor a military hero that you've never heard of. Nazi concentration camps were one of the most hideous and disturbing tragedies to arise out of the Second World War. But few countries were aware of their existence before the Allied liberation in 1945. Fewer still had any idea what atrocities were taking place within their gates, which is exactly why we told Polaki, a Polish resistance agent, decided to see the inside for himself. How did he do that? By getting himself arrested and sent to the worst death camp of them all, Auschwitz. He gathered intelligence inside Auschwitz and sent it to the underground Polish army for 2 years, enduring brutal conditions and near starvation, to detail Nazi execution and interrogation methods. When the Allies continued to put off any aid, some even accused him of exaggerating his reports, he broke out of the camp and escaped. Pilecki continued to gather intelligence throughout the war and didn't let up afterwards either, though now it was against a different government, the Soviet regime in Poland. Sadly, Pilecki was later captured by the communists, arrested for espionage in 1948, and issued not one, but three death sentences. The communist also wiped his name from the public record after his execution, and no accounts of Pilecki's bravery were known until after the fall of the Berlin Wall. And that's our hero for today and forever.
Wow, that's beautiful. Wendy, are you still there?
I am.
Wendy, you still there?
I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Get a little closer. We're going to, that sound will be much better next time. Your audio.
Yes, yes.
But listen, you're coming on next month. Before we start winding down, can you give our listeners and viewers a little bit of information on what your segment is going to be all about?
So my segment will be all about, again, encouraging and lifting up service members, veterans. And that's basically it, looking at their lives, encouraging to move forward, seeing how they're doing after service, and mm-hmm. talking about what they need and how we can help them, because it's not me, maybe one of us on this show that might have something
right
to live and for the life that they actually deserve.
Right.
So that is what my segment will be about, living a complete and full life, and how do we help the veterans do that? And again, looking at their lives and seeing where they are and what they're doing after military service.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. We're all excited to have you on board. And Charles, you can get away with nothing, boy. You still is my friend. I'm still wanting you to tell us about your entertainment segment.
I'm going to have some entertainment stuff. So starting next week, I'm going to have the guys from the PVA. And the PVA, basically, you know, these guys have a lot of sports and things like this. So I'm going to be sharing some videos with you next week, starting next week. And the week after that, one of the guys that I played ball with for a long time, I played wheelchair basketball for 20 years. And I was actually a referee and all kinds of things. But he's a veteran, and he's actually in the Hall of Fame. He was playing ball, you know, we played together on a basketball team called Casa Colina, and before I got there, they won like 100 games in a row. It was like,
wow. What's his name?
Albert Campos.
Okay, so he'll be on next week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Mm-hmm.
Next week, the guys from the Paralyzed Veterans Association, they'll be here next week. And they have a video that I actually wrote on my jingle for their. We're going to show that video, so that'll be part of it. And Albert came on. Well, come on, him and his daughter when she was little, he did a commercial for Mars Bars. And his son, who is a veteran, he's a conductor. I just can't get him to come on because he's working on Sundays. His son was in a commercial where it was Guinness beer. Maybe some of you know about it. They were playing wheelchair basketball. And then at the end of it, all of the guys who were walking got out of the chairs, and they were doing this to help the one guy who was in the chair. So,
That's great. Maybe you can show it on the show.
I will. I'll do that. And then I'll have some music stuff coming. So it's going to be a variety of sports and music. So
you have been working there, because I've been asking you every week for like how long?
I know, but you know, you put.
I know you were working.
Here's you right now. She wants it in 3 minutes from now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. But it don't work that way, you know.
You remember Judge Dodell said that she'll worry you to death.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, well, that's me, though, for you. So,
okay, but we'll have all kinds of things, and you know, we're really just getting going with this. So,
yeah, well, we look forward to having you on with all those wonderful guests.
Yeah, but let me ask you, Les. Since you're still. Do you have a phone number or something that people can call that veterans just to get in touch with? Not so much if you are, just in general.
You know what, Charles? I tell you what, I don't have one right here in front of me, but I will provide that number to you.
Okay.
I will get it to you ASAP. I sure will.
Yeah, we'll put that on the website too, how to get in touch with you. Maybe you have a private number as well. You know, where they won't bombard you, but at least be able to get directly to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, great. Well, Brooke, we're starting to head on down the road, girlfriend.
Before Ms. Connie closes, I'd like to remind our listeners about our amazing advertisement rates. We have 10-second and 30-second advertisement slots available. Please email info@operationconfidence.org for more information. That email address again, info@operationconfidence.org. Also, I'd like to inform our viewers and radio listeners about Amazon Smile. When making your next purchase on Amazon, please go to Amazon Smile and type in Operation Confidence in the Choose Your Organization donation box. Amazon will make a small donation to Operation Confidence.
Okay, well, we're about to say goodbye again. Well, again, we want to wish all our moms a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm all excited. After the show, my amazing family is coming over and taking me somewhere, some surprise. I don't know where it is, but it's been wonderful. It will be wonderful to see them. You know, we couldn't all get together because of this pandemic, so I'm excited about that. But we want to always let our listeners know is that our goal for this show is to raise awareness about Operation Confidence and our mission. The mission is to provide stable housing with a wide range of supportive services, including employment opportunities for veterans, especially those with disabilities and have experienced homelessness. So if you want to get involved with our grassroots efforts, please email us at info@operationconfidence.org. info@operationconfidence.org. And also, as I had said through the show, visit our website, www.operationconfidence.org, and go to our resource page. There's some great resources, and Leslie's going to put his up there, and so will Chaplain Childress. She's going to have some information on there as well, some new information. And Matt always keeps us updated with his phenomenal information on our site. And so does Charles and Brooke and my girl down there, Taylor. So there's always good information on our resource page. So thank you so much for listening to our show today and viewing the show today. And we'll be back next Sunday at 2:55. Bye-bye, everyone. Say goodbye, you fellow.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Mother's Day. Be safe.
You're listening to Operation Confidence Radio Talk Show, America's Invisible Heroes, with Consuela Mackey, only on LA Talk Radio.